in God's hand? Are you? Are we in God's hand? COVID-19 is still causing concern. There's rioting in the streets. Many have lost their jobs and some face the loss of their homes. Without a doubt, it is a scary time in which we live. It is easy to forget that God is still in charge of our lives. Our government is moving towards socialism, which always fails. No one knows what will happen in the coming years. Whatever happens, even if we change directions, it will take years to recover. There may also be a war on the horizon. It can shatter your confidence in having a good life. But wait a minute. Should circumstances be able to destroy our hope and our faith? We are the light of the world. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Circumstances were as bad as they could get. They had a choice to make, their lives or their God. I hope we never have to face that as some Christians have in the last few years, actually throughout history. God did not keep them from the fire. Our God was with them in the fire. God upholds us where we are. David says in Psalms 37, 23, 24, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." God's hand is at work every second of every day. Humankind is his creation, and although we may not understand why he allows so much evil in the world, it is his choice. We're not God, and our ways are far from his. I found some parts of the Old Testament hard to read, but one truth keeps coming out. God has a plan of which we are not always aware. He moves through time, bringing about the rise and fall of nations based on their actions and his plan. Israel was sent into slavery when they did so much evil that God said, "That's enough." They did not come out until they were turning back to God's ways. He has placed us as Christians in a particular place. He has not changed. Sin is still sinning. And when we do evil in his eyes, we can expect him to deal with us. We did not have a free hand to sin and ignore God Almighty. He sent Jesus to save us from our sinful nature, to change our lives, and to give us hope. Jesus says, "I gave them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." John 10:28-29. Peter says, "God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." He also says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." 1 Peter 5:5-7. God's hand will protect us and save us, but there is a price for sin. Jesus paid the price for the whole world, but only the ones who accept it will be saved. We can have joy and peace in all things and at all times if we hold to the truths God gave us. May God bless and keep you.